Hello and welcome to the Conspiracy Nut podcast. Now, you may be aware that a lot of the internet is full of conspiracy theorists filling up forums with utterly crazy ideas like 9/11 was a hoax, George Bush blew it up himself, the moon landings weren't real, they were done in a fucking studio somewhere in Hollywood. Which to me all sound pretty crazy. And I thought a good idea for a podcast would be to review all the retarded conspiracy stories that people post online. And I hope you guys enjoy them. So yeah, here we go. The first article I'd like to mention is from a website called beforeitsnews.com. It's a little bit different to say the least. I'll explain the title and I'll put a link down below so you can look at it yourself. Here we go. Dog walker sees ape man on beach in Oregon. Video. Really? Kelly Shaw of the RMSO shares this report from Oregon of an evening dog walker who saw two, not just one, there's two of the fuckers now, ape men, creatures, I think it's ape man, but ape men will do, type creatures hunched over the hillside above the beach. They're just chilling. Eating the sandwiches, drinking some Pepsi, just like ape men do. At first they thought they were two very large men. Now, before I finish it, just remember that sentence. At first they thought they were two very large men. That's probably because they were two very large men. And that's about as far as this story should go. They saw two very large men, sat on a cliff. And thought, hey, what if that's an ape? No, man, obviously common sense says it's an ape. But this person seems a little bit retarded, so we'll carry on reading just for the fun of it. Until they notice some strange non-human differences. Ooh. I watched the video and there isn't actually any footage of the so-called ape men creatures. So that's kind of annoying. I was expecting something. But this guy said, I was just walking along the beach with my wife and my dog, and suddenly Harry and the fucking Henderson started chasing me. That's bullshit. I hate people that believe this crap. Why on earth would there be a Bigfoot or anything like that, for example? Maybe it was just an ape. Maybe an ape escaped from a zoo or something. I don't know. I'm calling bullshit. Sorry for not being too detailed. On to the next story. Okay, on to the next story. This is again from beforeitsnews.com. Please visit the website. See how crappy it is yourself. Okay, the title of the story, we'll get straight to it. 18 chilling predictions for 2016. Warning, you may get more than you bargained for. Okay, I'm a bit worried now, but we'll keep reading and just so I can be warned about these things. Now, this story was posted and there's a video to go with it by a lady called Lisa Haven, who's the kind of YouTube person that uses hand quotes a lot and talks about the Illuminati and New World Order. Basically a nut. She probably has a lot of cats and lives in a caravan. As we begin to turn another page of time and head into 2016 New Year, don't think that's what she meant, but okay, many can't help but ponder, she's getting big words, don't worry guys, this is getting exciting, what it might harbour for those in its grasp, everything from World War 3, shit, this is getting out of hand quickly, to economic meltdown, to civil war, I think that's the Captain America film that's coming out next year, have been thrown out. But if truth be told, no one can predict with 100% certainty exactly what the new year holds. Obviously. Obviously. However, we can look ahead and see what the globalists, what happened to my voice then? The globalists are declaring and what the biblical signs, so this is where you start to think, yep, she probably thinks she has contact with aliens while she's eating Doritos or something, because like Doritos fucking have some special chemical that makes her talk to aliens. I don't know, she's one of those crazy people. Biblical signs reveal and gain some insights as to what they may be on the horizon. Okay, so some of this list does kind of make sense, but so it starts off and you think, this lady might be onto something, she's done a bit of research. And then it goes on, you think, she's been watching too many sci-fi programs. Or like documentaries, hand quotes, on the Discovery Channel, close hand quotes. Okay, so Here are the events I predicted. She predicted this shit for 2016. Okay, crazy cat lady, here we go. Number one, increased crime and more terrorist threats. Due to mass immigration and influx of refugees, he wants to bring in 10,000 alone in 2016. I'm assuming that means Barack Obama, because she's American and she has no idea about... Probably doesn't even think the UK exists. I'm only kidding, I've got no problem with Americans, but a lot of them are kind of dumb. So yeah, there you go. I can understand that one, so I'll leave it as it is. It's not really my place to judge on it. The next, rise of Islam and anti-Semitism. Christianity will either stay stagnant or decrease. Come on, though. I don't want to get blown up or something. Okay, number three. Economy will continue to falter. Maybe even a global recession. No, that won't happen, and I'm not even going to why, but that's just stupid. Number four. We're on number four. Number four. America will become more third world in nature. Really? Have you ever been to a third world country, lady? I sure as fuck haven't. But I know the like, and I can assure you America is very, very, very far from that. If you have food and a roof over your head, you're basically not a third world country. So yeah, you're wrong on that one, but keep trying, that's all that matters. I'm sure your cats are happy about what you're writing. And next, an increased amount of race riots and civil riots. That's pretty much a thing that's always happened though, isn't it? Let's be honest, so... Yeah. See, this seems pretty straightforward so far. Next one. Okay, here we go. This is where it gets fun. Increased earthquakes, tsunamis, weather activity, as predicted in the Bible. As predicted in the Bible. And the warning letter sent to FEMA by prior presidential advisor John L. Casey. I can't help but think the Bible didn't predict these things. But hey, if you won't believe that shit, you believe it, cat lady. I'll support you all the way. Next, more fusion centres, NSA surveillance, and more suppression of truth. Over the internet, things like Facebook, Twitter, Google will all work together to oust truths and suppress reality. There's a good way to debunk things like this, and the easiest way to think about it is, does it affect rich people? Do rich people use Facebook? Yes. Do rich people use Twitter? Yes. Do rich people use Google? Probably yes. So I'm assuming that's bullshit because it'd affect them as well. That was awkward, I got a text message. Onwards we go. A move in the direction of policing streets in the name of safety. Increased activity of military helicopters, drone activity, domestic military drills, etc. More laws will be passed promoting this. She's the kind of person, obviously, but see, here's an aeroplane flying over a house, which is obviously this commercial aeroplane, and thinks, oh my god, they're coming to get me, I best put my tinfoil hat on and start eating those Doritos again. So there we go. I'm going to skip a few because some of them aren't that exciting, but this last one made my fucking day, okay? More technical advancements, including more movement in the direction of a global ID. Mark of the Beast style. however, there is a however, don't get too excited just yet. Their goal is not to have this fully in place until 2030. So basically, she's the kind of person that thought this would have happened in 1990, then 1991. Then when it didn't happen in 1991, it would happen in 1992, and so forth. If there was a new world order, if there was a specific set of people that wanted total control of the world, that had like unlimited power, that hid in like plain sight, as people claim, why would you need to hide? Why not just be like, ta-da, here we are, you are under our control, bitches, build us a fucking pyramid. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't make sense to me. So yeah, that's the second crazy story. On to the next. Okay, we're on to the next one. Ah, here we go. Now, I'm not going to lie, I'm going to be honest and say that I am an atheist. I don't want to go into it, but I just am, that's how I am. If you want to believe in whatever flying monkey monster in the sky you believe in, that's entirely up to you and I won't judge you for it, okay? Next story. Atheists beware! Exclamation mark. Reality decoded. Language holds template for the image. Brackets. Hologram. Close brackets. Okay. I don't know what you think of this, but let me know. This is my favourite story so far. If you are an atheist, reality spoilers ahead. I offer proof with evidence. Oh, there's actually evidence. I'm quite excited about this now then. The story we are living in has proof of design. It's a hologram as well, apparently, so I can't wait till it gets to that and tries to explain it. Evolution and even the reason we are here. What story, you ask? The Book of Life. It can record and save our DNA, or it can delete our entity into this reality. It can delete our entity into this reality. I'm not even going to try and make sense of whatever preschool bullshit that is, but anyway. Know the truth and become free. I can't say truth, can I? I'm not very good at that. Know the truth and become free to engage purpose towards a new destiny. This sounds like some like badly translated Japanese video game dialogue. This is awesome. First, learn the truth that holds us hostage. I'm liking this shit. This isn't boring, but I find it quite fun reading these things and seeing what I think about them. So, yeah, let's carry on. What I am getting ready to show you will open your eyes to an invisible world that is right in front of your eyes and ears. I know you just said eyes twice. It's always been... I can't but think this was written by, like, some drunk homeless guy contacting aliens by a fucking chip in the back of his teeth or something. But you have lacked the keys to seeing it clearly. Damn it, I'm always losing my keys, that's why. Damn, does that mean I'm not going to lose my keys anymore? That'd be quite useful. This is full of, like, spelling errors and the grammar's pathetic, but it's fun. Behind this veil of knowledge, we will discover a secret language used by the elites, capital E, capital L, apparently, of this world, more likely by the angels ruling us from the shadows of darkness. This has got strange a bit quickly, hasn't it? At the heart of this communication is language by symbol. Stop right there! I don't think dark evil angels and the elites with capital E and capital L speaking sign language, but okay. Pretty sure that's just for deaf people, but we'll carry on and we'll see where this leads. It's got to fucking lead somewhere because it's getting crazier by the second, isn't it? Okay. I have known for some time now that all of our reality can be decoded by looking deeper into words. Words. Well, language as a whole was obviously not created, but came into existence for us as a way of communicating and basically building up our society, because without words we'll be able to do that. That's the exact point in language, so we all know that. That's obvious. If you disagree with it, that's entirely up to you. Please let me know. So, as I was saying, deeper into words. Within all words, the original symmetry, Tree of Life, is encoded. I think the Tree of Life is a metaphor, not an actual tree, dude, but you keep looking for that tree, dammit, and I'll hope you find it. No matter the language you use, the symmetry is still resident within the image. This person has... Oh, man. If you are looking for the meaning of life, the universe, and everything... Look no further... Isn't it 63, I think? Look no further than the language you speak. To see this clearly, I will use the keys of proto... genodite pictographs. Not too sure what that means, but okay. To demonstrate how it works, I will show you a simple example. Oh, wow, I can't wait for this. Am I going to, like... start seeing crazy monkey spiders and people and ape people and stuff while I'm walking my dog? This is going to be awesome. Once you know the method, you can do it yourself. Oh my god, I'm so excited. I'm going to be rich. Okay, this guy should be rich. Why is he not rich? People give him money, damn it. And ear is defined as a thing that you hear with. Well, he's got a firm grasp of the obvious, that's for sure. But it also... Sorry. But it's also the ear of, as a... What? But it also the ear as a seed. Okay. I don't think I have seeds in my ears. But hey, I might do. Maybe I'm growing a little crop in there. Who knows? Oh, God. Why is my life coming to? Okay. But mean the seed as the ear. Okay, so let's go over that again. The ear is defined as the thing that you hear with. Yep. Making sense. Very good. Learned that when I was a little bit younger, but awesome. You're speaking in science here, man. You're speaking in science. Don't waste the science. But it also the ear as a seed. We say ear of corn, but mean the seed as the ear. Okay. But you get a little confused now. I think an ear of corn is actually just a word to describe corn. But alright, if you think our ears are made of corn, then damn it, I've been missing out on something all my life. If you add a Hebrew he, literally he, picture as a he from a proto-Canada. I can't pronounce that. You get the meaning of the English word here. Here? Here, yes. Which means behold. I have no idea what any of this means. Anyway, let's carry on. Here. Of course, when you take in the seeds, they must be examined by the mind. Okay. Entering the ear is a process to balance scales, what you imagine. I don't think I could enter my own ear. Sounds slightly sexual and dangerous. In Hebrew, the word root ear also means balance. Wow. These are spelled the same. What is in your ear? Things that help me hear things? Balancing your body? Two water sacks in the colica. Alright, we're gonna leave this where it is and skip to the end. It's a bit crazy. The guy basically fucking posted a Nat King Cole Trio song, All I Want for Christmas, and like thinks it's got hidden meanings and shit. It's awesome. You need to read this story. It's amazing. The guy's literally absolutely crazy. Okay, on to the last story. This one is awesome. It's short but awesome. I'll just start with the title. I think you can guess what website it's from, beforeitsnews.com. I sound like I'm advertising this shit, but I'm not. It's a website for crazy people. So, okay, here we go. NASA caught making a mistake. Now, when I read that, I half expected this story to be about some sort of platypus living on Mars that somebody had found a rock looked like a platypus. But it turns out it isn't. So, okay, NASA caught making a mistake, optical illusion, or does Earth suddenly get mirror-imaged in this panoramic sweep, ! Video included. Okay, so basically, before I get into it, this guy thinks that the video from the International Space Station, or ISS as we call it, could be CGI. Jesus Christ. The space station's there, dude. You can see it, you can track it, it is physically there. The people that go to it don't just disappear for a few weeks and then come out of a cupboard somewhere eating a tin of beans. I assure you they go to the space station because it is real and it is there. And this is recording footage of the Earth. It's really not that exciting, it's been there for quite a while, dude. Got some like Alex Jones style shit going on here, this is awesome. An exclusive you have to see. The last frontier of free press is here. No more censorship, unlike YouTube or others. A rare and unusual historical panoramic scan. This shit is not rare. The International Space Station posts this shit all the time. It's not rare in the absolute slightest. I've seen it a lot. Okay, so let's just pretend that panoramic scans of the surface of the Earth are rare, okay? Okay, so, panoramic scan of the surface of the Earth in a live video feed broadcasted by the International Space Station shows the planet mirror imaged. Ooh, this is getting strange. The striking observation, of which Earth is clearly distorted, indicates visual trickery built into NASA's... NASA? Who the hell's NASA? Isn't that the dog from Dennis the Menace? Built into NASA's video feeds. Dude, I'm never going to explain it, okay? Let's just carry on. This astounding video supports the theory that Earth's actual form is not spherical. Oh, please say that you believe it's flat. Please say that you believe it's flat. This is going to be awesome. And that decades of tactics in public disclosure have been employed for as long as NASA has been showing images from space. Broadcasted in the live feed from the International Space Station on December the 8th, 2015. It was in the backwards American way of doing the date, so I got confused. The guy's evidence is basically that sometimes it's clear, sometimes it's not as clear, sometimes there's clouds and sometimes there's not clouds. And let's be honest with you here, dude, sometimes there is clouds and sometimes there isn't clouds. It's called fucking weather. I don't know why, you've got to watch this video. The guy spent like a few minutes saying, oh my god, I can't believe they use a panoramic view of the space station, it's obviously fake. Why, it looks cool. You crazy, crazy people. So yeah, I hope you enjoyed the first episode of this podcast. I'm sorry it's short, but I don't want to do too much in my first try and mess it up. So yeah, I'd like to have somebody else do the podcast with me, but from now on I'll do it on my own and see how it goes. If you've got any stories or conspiracy websites that you'd like me to check out and probably mock, then yeah, let me know in the comments below. So Have a great day, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye-bye.